Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. So, of course, yesterday was a massive day, Comrades Marathon, and it is incredible. I've never been a runner. I've always tried to be a runner. I don't think I have the body or the mind for it. And I've got two flat feet. Both of them are the ones, the feet that I have are flat. So I'm definitely not a runner. But that said, I find it just so incredibly inspiring and fascinating about that people are able to put aside so much noise, maybe distraction, and do something that is almost absurd and maybe even a little silly, because we know it's not good for your body. Talk to any doctor and they'll tell you it's not great that to run that kind of ultra marathon, and yet people do and it's awesome. What is it? Well, Lloyd Bemelman is a sports and exercise psychologist. Maybe he can help us plot through this. Lloyd, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's very nice to chat to you this morning.
It's great to chat to you. So look, I mean, I know you can't use these terms, but I think you have to be a little mad to be able to run Comrades, or does it make you mad? How does this work? What happens in the mind of a person who sets themselves this goal?
Look, I think, you know, South Africans are, as you say, mad. You know, we can't stop at a marathon. Usually a marathon is an exceptional thing to do, and it's really difficult. And to say you've done one, you're definitely quite mentally tough. It doesn't matter how or what, in what time you finish. If you can say you've done one, then you are tough. But, you know, to do the Comrades is to go more than double the distance. You know, it's not many people, and the amount of people that do it, it is a mass participation event. It's not some trail run, which those things also have the long distances, but this is the numbers and the participation is huge. It's very, very big.
So is it about the distance? Is it about the camaraderie? About the fact that it's become a hugely important event on South Africa's calendar? What is it that makes it so attractive?
Look, I go to a lot of clubs, the running clubs, and they want to know how to get people back and get them to participate. And it's largely the narrative. The people that have done it, they promote the event and they say how special it is. And if you look at a lot of the people that compete and they finish, and they I think a lot of them are just looking to improve their time. I think to do it is one thing, but to do it again is another. So whether they don't finish or they finish in a certain time and they want to go back, it is the narrative that they enjoy it. It's the experience. And when they come back and they tell each other that they've basically gone to war with themselves and they've endured it.
A few people that I spoke to last night also mentioned things like digging deep, going to a dark place, one of the hardest days. I mean, they're all obviously delighted that they've done this, but the day itself sounds like not only physical anguish but mental anguish.
Yeah, no, it's a huge, massive component of it. I think that all of the people they have a large component of it being mental, and they come to terms with it. You know, whether they recognize it or they don't, they will be confronted with that challenge. And I think it's for a large portion of it, from halfway for the Comrades all the way. Usually the wall in a marathon comes around 37 Ks, but right, you know, right, for Comrades it's far larger, and they get a much more vivid experience of that mental fortitude that they encounter.
So what advice do you give to people, whether they set themselves a goal of 10 kilometers, a half marathon, full, or comrades? What advice from a psychological perspective do you give people as they start that journey?
Look, I think the very first thing is setting realistic goals. Don't think that because you run very fast and you are capable that the goals will not be realistic. I think the leading male became unstuck, and he went out at a 3:30 pace, and he fell to pieces up in Changa. Right. So you go out with the best intentions. We don't know why it wasn't great for him, but the realistic goals, if you go out with a pace, you know that you can hold that pace. They have to be in line with what you're going to do. There has to be a best case scenario. There has to be a plan B for what if conditions aren't perfect, and there even has to be a plan C, to say what if bad things do happen, what are you looking for out of it?
How much of an impact do fellow runners have in helping others to get through? Is it important, or is it helpful to run with somebody, or do you just get inspiration from those around you?
Look, I think that those buses that where people know the timing, a lot of sport is hidden. Unless you've got a watch attached to your hand, it's possible to do the pacing very incorrectly. So even if you do have a watch, the contours of the land and the race, they've got certain milestones along it. They have to be adhered to, so those buses really help, and there's more people in the bus than there are when you're running it alone. So
yes,
whether you are just with one or two people and you're with them for the whole race, or you're in the bus and you are with plenty of people, different people prefer different methods or find themselves at different paces of the race. Having gone through it with someone, it does certainly contribute. It's a external factor that we use that's outside of ourselves too, because we can't just do it. We have to distract ourselves for a lot of it.
That's exactly right. It's a long, long day. Otherwise, Lloyd Bemelman, thank you for that. Lloyd is a sports and exercise psychologist talking about psychologically preparing yourself for a marathon. I guess one of the other aspects is psychologically preparing the families, because I think that it is not simple at all for the families either. How much support do the families need, Lloyd?
I think... they need to be thanked. The runners need support, and the families certainly need a day at the spa afterwards. I'm sure they work tirelessly with the planning and on the day, and the support with the training. It takes a massive toll, and it's not just the runner themselves that gets affected by the race and the lead up. It's everybody around. All of us are in a community and in a family. No one exists on an island alone.
Right. That is where we leave it. It is 7:29. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning.
If you or a loved one are blind, have low vision, or have a print disability that makes reading standard print difficult, JBI Library is here to connect you to Jewish life, learning, and culture. We offer thousands of Jewish interest large print, audio, and braille materials, all free of charge. Learn more at jbilibrary.org or call 1-800-433-1531.